the 1938 Budapest International Eucharistic Conference. After March 12, 1938, the Anschluss, Hitler's prohibition, reached the Austrian Catholic Church as well. In addition, due to the worsening international situation, pilgrims from other countries canceled their participation. Despite the worrisome times, the Hungarian Church planned to go ahead with the conference. With securing the rights to organize the conference, both notions, Cardinal Sheridis' context and the fact that it was a St. Stephen anniversary year, played a dominant role in Hungary during the prelude to the approaching war. Hungary, as a Christian country, was a bastion for the defense of Christianity and to withstand the two emerging pagan trends, Bolshevism and Nazism. The popes monitored the International Eucharistic Conference with sportive attention. When they were unable to participate in person, they sent their envoy, then Cardinal Secretary of State Eugenio Pacelli, for Pope Pius XI. Pacelli later became Pope Pius XII. He had been in Hungary before 1938 and talked about his fond memories that were probably influenced by experiencing the Hungarian nation's Christian spirit and the 34th International Eucharistic Conference in 1938, about which he continued to talk warmly. The Holy Eucharist, Vinculum Caritatis, the Eucharist is the connection of love, was the motto of the 34th International Eucharistic Conference that was held between May the 25th and 29th in 1938. The preparations and rejuvenating sessions activated hundreds of thousands of people. The number of participants during the central celebrations grew exponentially. It was telling that besides the papal legates, there were 14 cardinals, 48 archbishops, and 197 bishops participating. To accommodate the large number of visitors, it was necessary to drain the water of the Városliget pond to create space for the expanding crowd attending the celebrations at the Hero Square. On May the 25th, during the opening ceremonies after reading Pope Pius XI's papal decree, the following personalities attended: Cardinal Justinian Sheridi represented the Church, and Balint Humann, Minister of Culture, represented the state. Their speech was followed by the papal envoy, Cardinal Pacelli, who impressed the participating thousands, praising Hungary and the Hungarian Church's historic legacy, and he pointed out the new lingering dangers, communism and National Socialism. The first day of the conference fell on Ascension Day, the last Thursday of May. The opening ceremony included the Children's Holy Communion on Hero Square with 150,000 participants. Then St. Stephen Basilica hosted the priests' Eucharistic gathering. The closing ceremony of the day was organized in the Danube with a very memorable and impressive Eucharistic procession of boats. The second day started with the open-air mass for soldiers, which was followed by meetings for each military division. In the afternoon, Prime Minister Béla Imrédi gave a speech in the second international gathering,
then also Hero Square,
hosted the overnight sacramental adoration of 150,000 men. The event was topped by the reenactment of the Holy Mystery, directed by Elemér Csávosi, a Jesuit friar. On May the 28th, on the third day, conferences of military divisions were scheduled. The night was capped with Ferenc Liszt's oratory, Christ, performed in the Opera House. On May the 28th, the closing day of the International Eucharistic Conference continued with the Grand March of members of the Kalot, National Body of Catholic Agrarian Male League, and, in the afternoon, the Holy Eucharist's victory celebration was held along Andrássy Street on the Grand Avenue,
stretching from the Basilica to Hero Square,
surrounded by a million people. The International Eucharistic Conference had a special meaning for Hungary, a lifelong experience for hundreds of thousands of believers,
good press for the country,
and showcasing the good relationship between the state and the church, and demonstrating the power of Hungarian Catholicism, which originates from the devotion of its priests and followers.